Africa, and 10 others have been killed after being taken hostage in the Congo. This is breaking news, and we'll give you more news when we receive it. Deputy Defense Secretary of the US, Paul Wolfowitz, has directly linked the war on Iraq with the terrorist attacks on the September 11th. This shows yet another shift in the US defense for the controversial Gulf War. The UN's nuclear watchdog has accounted for most of the hundreds of tons of Iraqi uranium. However, they are still concerned over the small quantities left and the thousands of other radioactive sources missing. And finally, a forgetful granddad in Denmark has sparked a major police hunt after he picked up the wrong child from the wrong nursery. Dolt. Camp News, we've got a ham radio repeater out there. If you want to tune into it, output is 433.625 megahertz. Input on 431.625. And there's a car blocking the way of the farmer. If you could please move it. The registration plate is Dutch XR, that's X-ray or Romeo 90 Lima November. It's a silver car. Could you please move it? And in network news, everything seems to be hunky-dory at the moment, which is a very, very nice thing indeed. The wireless LANs are heavily used, but everything looks good.
shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south, way on down south, London town. You check out Guitar George, he knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't wanna make it cry or sing. If then an old guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his thing. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. Got a daytime job, he's doing alright. He can play the honky tonk like anything, saving it up Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing. In their platform soul, they don't give a damn about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans, they play Creole.
You are listening to Radio Sabitha, the radio on the Chaos Communication Camp here. It's Chaos Radio, and Chaos Radio is chaotic. Always some technical differences, but joining us now, hopefully, it's Markus Deven from Bonn, from the IIFF.
Hello.
There you are again. Markus, we talked about software patterns and the problematic of these kind of things. So maybe you give us some examples what software patterns mean, actually.
Okay, for a quick overview, so that you can quick understand what software patterns means, I will give you some the most known really ugly software patterns. First thing is you know the XOR operation. It is used by graphical devices when you when you move your mouse or your mouse pointer over a black area, the mouse pointer will be white. When you move it over a white area, the mouse pointer have to be black so that you can see the mouse pointer on the screen area.
But that's nothing new at all.
Really, it is nothing. It is an XOR operation, but the meaning is in the complexity in software patents is not the XOR operation. The algorithm is patented. The idea is patented. So it is the same thing when you think about a book, in a kind of book like a science fiction. The idea science fiction can be patented, and the same thing with a mouse pointer over the black and the white area. The idea is patented, but it is done by an XOR algorithm, so it is really, really trivial. Another example is secure by mobile phone. The German company Brocard now owns every process for digitally signing a message by sending it to a signing device via the telecommunication network. Do you really understand what this means? When you send a message, it is signed, and you get it via the telecommunication network, you have to pay patent license.
So for every single SMS, of course.
What do you think? This is a problem. An idea is unlike an algorithm, unlike technical machines that have been patented in the past. An idea is general, is generous.
But
you can't really cut off where it stops and where it starts. You can the idea is growing up. The first time science fiction was written, it was nothing. When you look at the science fiction area in cinema, like Star Wars, etc., is very, very complex. It's the same thing with ideas in the software area. When you got an idea for a new software, and you have to patent it, it will grow. Look at the first web service.
So
and now look at web service. It is a very, very strong development, and the problem is guys are patenting the idea, but the idea is done by an algorithm. So when you say, I have found a better algorithm, think of bubble sort. The problem is to sort, but it's done by bubble sort. So when you found another sorting algorithm to sort, you can't do it, because the idea of sorting something is patented. So there is no evolution possible. That's the problem. And the problem is an idea is trivial.
So don't the politicians see this quite, strange things that are going on, and are they so stupid?
No, they are not stupid. They are in contact. When I got to Brussels to get in discussion with some guys that will have patents or patents in Europe, they told us, okay, you have to understand this. The software business in Europe is business in Europe makes billions of dollars. We have to protect you. you are part of the software.
So it's the same problem with big companies and lots of money. Money and politics.
Yes, it's a thing. It's a lot of money. And companies like Microsoft, Oracle, Nokia, etc. see that there are in the software business, it is possible to be a big company from now to today. You don't have to join a lot of money in your business. You can do it with your head. And that's the problem. And Microsoft has spent a lot of money in developing .NET, etc. So they want to protect their million and billion of dollars. But in Europe, there are only less of big company like Siemens, etc. But the most software companies in Europe are small companies. They can't patent everything because they don't have lawyers.
So, Markus, what are the last chances for having influence on this process for us? So what is the actual political situation? Where can we still take influence, or is the game over?
No, the game is never over. When you die, the game is over. So the first thing you can do is we have a list of known European parliaments, and when you look at our website swpat.ffii.org, you will find everything you have to know, and there you will find a list with telephone numbers. You can call them, and you can send them mails, and you can get in our meetings so that you can discuss with them and tell them what you see for your future and what you see, which problems you see. Tell them your problems. Don't tell them what I told you. Tell them what you think. So they have to know that you have to vote them again and again and again, and you won't do.
So maybe this is a message from this interview to all nerds here outside on the field and all listeners, of course. Don't give the politics away. Contact the politicians and take influence.
Thank you
very much,
now.
Markus De Wendt, calling us from Bonn, here live on Sub-Isa Radio. And here, of course, we will go on with the next music. And in a couple of minutes, we will have other live interviews here. But just stay tuned for the latest information. It's Radio Sub-Isa. Radio Sub Ether here, the radio on the Chaos Communication Camp, and well, right now, and I mean now, in the Hack Center there's going on a key signing party and they are still looking for participants. If you want to sign your key, PGP keys, then other types of keys of course also, then go down to the Hack Center now and sign your keys there.
Salvation and a load and a cup of tea. can't you start away uneasy? You poor old sod, you see it's only me.
This was Jethro Tull here at Radio Sub Italy. And guys, did you ever wondered who is speaking our professional news here? We have him here in the Radio 10. Of course we have him here in the Radio 10. He's speaking the news every hour. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. So I'm wondering, how long are you doing radio so you have a professional voice on the radio?
Well, thank you. I've been doing radio all of a day and a half, something like that.
A day and a half?
Yeah.
That's quite a long time.
Well, in actuality, about 15 minutes when you add up my few slots.
Wow. So how did you came here? I mean, to the radio.
Oh, to the radio. Well, you came and got me.
Me?
Yes,
wow.
You.
I seem pretty chaotic, yeah?
I went to DEF CON last weekend and came in, did an interview on that. And apparently, because I've got an English accent, I sound good on the news.
So, meanwhile, you're writing the news yourself.
Yes.
How many time does it do you need to fill the news?
Well, every hour I'm trying to come up with new news. So I'm spending a good half hour beforehand just searching the web, a few core sites and loads of quirky ones. It's actually quite scary how little the news changes over an hour.
Yes, of course. So in the world, not so much happened as you guess, yeah?
That's
at least
correct.
In the news. So I saw, meanwhile, the people are coming up to you to spread their news also. You're becoming more and more a news agency here on the webcam side.
I've had a couple of people come up, yeah. I wouldn't mind a few more attractive single women coming up and talking to me, but can't have everything.
Yeah. Well, but maybe you can tell the guys and the girls, of course, where your caravan is.
Well, actually,
of course, only for bringing new news here.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you want to bring new news, I'm the second caravan towards the outside wall next to the cert tent. We're normally playing Sabitha Radio on. And as a quick plug, anybody who wants to play Worms after Hacker Jeopardy tonight, bring a laptop, bring some network cable. We've got we've got copies of Worms.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we will have an interesting evening here.
Oh, definitely.
And, we are looking forward for the next news here on Radio Sabitha.
It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon, 2 minutes too late. Listen. Safe, 'cause trades fly. You got to sue. traffic jam when you're already late, and no smoking sign on your cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's me, the man of my dreams, and meeting his beautiful wife. Isn't it ironic? Don't you?
At the radio. Your radio at the camp. 88.3.
Motor up.
This is Radio Sapisa, your radio station here on the Chaos Computer Camp. It's, well, it's nearly 2 o'clock in the afternoon, for 1 o'clock and 40 minutes, actually. That's a little bit before it. Well, what will we do in the next hour? In a couple of minutes, we will have an interesting feature about protecting privacy here on Radio Sapisa. And of course, we will bring you the latest news and the actual lectures that are here on the camp going on for you in the news. Radio Sapisa here. It's the radio station on 88.3 FM here on the Chaos Communication Camp. So right now we have an interesting report from the guys from Protect Privacy, and it's about Trusted Computer, and this will be for the next 20 minutes our show here.
Three in Berlin, Germany. protect privacy has the primary target to protect our all privacy and in the actual case to spread the information about what trusted computing means to the public. First of all, I want to introduce myself. My name is Michael Ritter, I'm 25 years old and I'm self-employed in web development. At the end of last year, more and more news about TCPA and Palladium were published. There was a lot of criticism about these technologies, so I put against TCPA.com online, which soon got a lot of response. My fear about trusted computing is that it will provide the perfect base for total supervision where everything and everyone gets observed.
Hello, my name is Thomas Schiller. I'm 18 years old and I'm going to a comprehensive secondary school in Germany. I'm a normal PC user and I think trusted computing could be a problem for the freedom of information. In my opinion, it's a multiple instrument to censor and regulate digital content.
My name is André Lorbach and I'm 24 years old. I work as a software developer in a small software company in Germany. I think that trusted computing can become a problem for smaller software companies because of the certification process. I will go into details later.
We will assume that you have a little knowledge about TCG, former known as TCPA, and NGSCB, former known as Palladium. Here in Europe, there are heavy discussions about this topic. It all began with Ross Anderson's frequently asked questions document about TCPA and Palladium. This year, there were also some events concerning these topics. Two of these were the ZEI conference in Bonn some months ago and the symposium Trusted Computing in Berlin, which was held by the BMWA, which is the Department for Economy and Employment in Germany. Many members of companies that are involved in trusted computing attended these events, so it shows that it is an important subject. We will talk about different topics dealing with trusted computing, and we are sure it will be interesting for you. At first, I want to describe my fears that come up if I combine everything I know about TCG and NGSCB and utilize my common sense. No, I will not paint a bunch of horror scenarios, even if this would be the easiest task. Instead, I will just mention what, in my opinion, will be possible at the time that these technologies have accomplished a significant market penetration. For example, a simple software update of your operating system would make it possible to force the activation of the trusted mode, even if you don't want to do so. You simply would have to turn it on or your system will refuse to boot. Next, if you are working in a trusted environment, you have no direct access to your system. This includes CPU and its cache, main memory, graphic card and so on. This has a side effect that you simply have no possibility to control what these parts do. There would be no software that would enable you to monitor any internal communication of the system, simply because it's secure. But secure in which relation? If you turn things around in this state, your system could even do external communication and you wouldn't notice it. Even your router and DSL modem would be trusted, so you've even no chance to check the communication at these points. I have to note that the base for this scenario is a binary distributed operating system, but because of the certification process, this seems to be necessary anyway. Only if you trust in people's honesty instead of what's possible and what's not, you don't need to waste any further time with what I've said so far. I for myself only trust in what's possible and what's not, so I'm sure you understand my fears.
Town.
I will close this part of my speech with the great idea an US senator had. He claims that a PC should destroy itself if it's used for illegal music sharing. If your CPU has no TNT included, I'm sure the physical destruction of your PC would not be possible even with trusted computing. But it would be possible to prevent it from booting until you have clarified why your computer was used for this illegal activity. If there's someone out there who could utterly prove that all this would be technologically impossible and what I said is bullshit, I really ask him to do so. Next, I have some interesting opinions from Theo de Rath about TCPA. Many will already know who he is. Theo de Rath is the founder of the OpenBSD project, which truly is one of the most secure operating systems, and the OpenSSH project. Here's an excerpt of one of his answers to a mailing list posting. Someone was intrigued by the idea of a high security operating system with the low-level security platform being developed by the Trusted Computing Platform Alliance, short TCPA. De Rath answered, I see absolutely nothing useful in TCPA. It's garbage designed to protect companies. You say you know lots about TCPA. I don't doubt that. However, I suspect you believe that TCPA enhanced security is based on a lack of understanding as to what enhanced security. Another one is a part of an interview which was accomplished by the CT, which is a well-known computer magazine here in Germany. CT asked, how do you see the discussion about TCPA and the Palladium initiative from Microsoft? De Rath said, these technologies doesn't interest me. But CT further asked, how would it be if the open source community would think about alternatives? Linus Torvalds seems to be interested to integrate a kind of Palladium into Linux. De Rath said, it absolutely doesn't interest me, but this should not surprise you because it has nothing to do with the security of operating systems. You shouldn't ask me about business models that are based on attacking their own customers. This says someone who is almost only interested in the security of operating systems. For me, this simply says it all. Now over to something that for me was the most surprising part at the symposium Trusted Computing, which was held in Berlin last month. Bob Meinschein, an Intel security architect and associated with the TCG, spoke about Intel's plans to integrate TCG functionality into CPUs and about their own plans called Lagrange. He explicitly said that there will be no backdoors. After that, he was asked, if there is no presence of any kind of backdoor or mechanism of remote intrusion, how will you provide the government with the possibility of lawful interception? For our listeners' information, lawful interception means the possibility to monitor the communication of supposable criminals. First, he had problems with his ears, so the question had to be repeated. Then he didn't understand the term lawful interception, but the questioner and Andy Müller-Makun of the Chaos Computer Club were able to explain it to him. After some more explanations from the questioner, he got it, but he was noticeably nervous. After some fragmented sentences where he said that authorities have means to do so and that he is not sure what Intel should do then, he gave up to answer the question. So, first the TCG says that there will be no kind of backdoor. Then they don't have any answer how the government should, for example, monitor criminals that would use this system. My opinion is that there has to be some kind of backdoor that provides access for external authorities, or they would act against the government.
It's all about soul. It's all about faith and a deeper devotion. It's all about soul. 'Cause under love is a stronger emotion. She's gotta be strong.
is all about soul. She turns to me sometimes and she asks me what I'm dreaming. Must have gone a million miles away. And I ask her how she knew to reach out for me at that moment. And she smiles because it's understood. There are no words to say. It's all about soul. Someone is feeling the woman's got soul. The power of love and the power of healing. This life isn't fair. It's gonna get dark, it's gonna get cold. You gotta get tough, but that ain't enough. Kindness. There are many who have fallen. There are some who still survive. As she